That means it's time for this week's Adopt-A-Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. Adopt-A-Pet is made possible by Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental, two great Hillsborough businesses that are excited to help our local organizations with the needs of homeless pets. State Farm agent Annie Burton loves all things local, restaurants, people, businesses, and animal rescue organizations. Head online and visit myagentknows.com to learn more about Annie and her team. They're all experts in auto, home, life insurance, and pet insurance, too. Joined on the phone today to stay off the roads by Katie Poitras of Cattails Cat Cafe. CattailsCatCafe.com is their website. They are right down the road from us on West Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill, and she's joining us to talk about a real sweet cat called Asparagus. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. So thanks for being with us, and sorry you can't be here with us in person, but better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. I felt like I didn't want to put asparagus at any risk this morning.
I am
sorry you're not meeting him because
I know.
He's so fabulous.
Yeah, it's always nice to have a cat in the studio. So tell us about asparagus. What's he like?
So asparagus is as cute as the dickens. He's a 9-month-old boy. He's orange tabby with a lot of white. And he's really interesting. He has a little bit of scar tissue in his left eye. When he was a teeny tiny baby, he had something called entropion, which is usually seen more in older cats. So it was kind of an unusual thing. But his little eyelids rolled in, which created some ulcers on his eye because his eyelashes would rub against his eyeball, which, I mean, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
How uncomfortable that must be. But he's had surgery to correct it. It's a very simple, quick surgery that was done by the amazing vets at Jordan Lake Animal Hospital. And so it's now been corrected. It should never cause him any pain or uncomfortable eyes anymore. And now he's perfect. So he has a little bit of some whiteness in his left eye, which once you get to know him, it just adds to his awesome personality and makes him unique, and you hardly even notice it anymore.
What's his favorite toy?
Oh, gosh. I mean, honestly, anything. He's super playful. He loves other cats. He loves to run and tussle with the other cats. He loves to be held. He's one that when I get there in the morning, he comes up and stands on his back legs and reaches up and asks to be held.
Aww.
And he's just a wonderful cat, and obviously had a little bit of a bumpy start in life, but now he's right as rain and looking for his forever perfect home.
What's the perfect home for him, you think?
Definitely someone who has a lot of love to give, someone who wants a kitty that wants to be involved in whatever you're doing. He would love kids. He would love dogs. Anybody who wants the cat that's going to be real active and involved in the family.
Speaking with Katie Poitras, CattailsCatCafe.com is the website for them. We're going to have photos of asparagus up on our website, chapelborough.com, and the Bark Report in their Town Square section. We'll have photos of them up on social media as well. You can go to the Cattails website right now and get photos of asparagus and all of the other great cats that they have available to meet and greet and maybe adopt as well. What's going on at the Cat Cafe that folks want to know about?
Well, as usual, we stay pretty fully booked, so we are taking a limited number of people at a time, which is how we've always done it, but since COVID came, which is literally two-thirds of the time we've been in business, we've been operating on a reduced capacity, so because of that, we just tend to fill up really quickly, but the good news is that it's a very safe experience for you to do with yourself. I mean, we have people who will book the whole room for themselves just to have a safe experience for the hour, or bring kids or friends or whoever you feel comfortable with. But just try to plan in advance a little bit. Our Saturdays book up weeks out, and then the weekdays stay pretty fully booked as well.
And then back to asparagus. He's got brothers too, right?
He does. They're the vegetable boys. So he's one of four, and his brothers are broccolini, artichoke, and turnip. They are still out at the Goat House Refuge, which is our shelter partner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to get them to Cattails here soon, or at least in the foster. So another plug for fosters. We're always looking for fosters, short-term fosters, just to get them a little in a little halfway home situation before they come to Cattails, and maybe even get them adopted before they get to Cattails. But he has some bandit brothers, so if you wanted more than one, we can fix you up with another vegetable.
Sounds good. And again, cattailscatcafe.com is the website for more info on asparagus and all the great cats that are there hanging out at the Cat Cafe that you can go and meet any time during the week. Make an appointment. You can book that online and maybe think about adopting one of those great animals too, or fostering one as well. Cattails Cat Cafe, the website, and we'll have, again, photos of asparagus up on our website, chapelbar.com, on social media and everything, so check those out as well. Katie Poitras, Cattails, thank you so much, as always, for being with us today, and hope to see you in person next time.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for having us, and stay safe out there.